And I'll try to keep this pretty brief about the O6, but it's basically a little disc that's pretty much the size, I'd say, of a silver dollar and as thick as maybe 4 silver dollars or 5 of them. And there's a button in the center of it, which is like the OK button. And around the that, there is an outer ring. And it feels like one of those things where you can go north, south, east, or west on, but it doesn't matter where you touch it. It just does one thing. It activates. Like if you use the center button to open an app, you would then use the ring to close the app. But it has several different modes. You can move through a list of your apps. It's even possible to go from one screen on your computer to the next. I can't remember what the command was for that, but there's a lot to this thing, considering how simple it seems on the surface. It vibrates to let you know that it's on, so I'm going to hold the center in for few seconds here, and it's going to vibrate. You won't hear it, but once you turn it on, it has a basic mode and it has an advanced mode. The advanced mode is meant for working with VoiceOver, and you can simulate almost all of the VoiceOver gestures by doing different things with this little disc. And it's got a clip that you can clip it to your belt also, and I'll put that clip on it and pass it around if anybody's interested in seeing what it feels like. It costs $99, and I guess people are buying it. I haven't completely formed an opinion yet. I don't find it easy to use. In fact, I just attempted to turn it on and nothing happened, so I'm going to try again. That's why I said it was a little funky. It just doesn't seem to always do the same thing each time.
And are people using this because they find gestures difficult?
Either that or they don't want to take the iPhone out of their pocket to do things. And this thing was developed originally for the sighted market, for people who are jogging or driving their car and things like that. But for those of us who use VoiceOver, they added these extra features to it. In order to activate it, once you turn the device on, you have to turn VoiceOver off and back on with the home button. And that's supposed to, when it vibrates a couple of times to let you know it's working. It isn't working. I can't get it to come on. So anybody want to feel it? We can pass it around. I'll start with Frank and Nina. There's a great video that you can go to online, and it's all VoiceOver or video audio described. And it goes so fast that nobody could ever follow the instructions that it gives.
Yeah, is that a charging port right by the clip?
No, it actually has a little, you can take it off the clip, and it's got a little round thing that you plug a micro USB cable into, and you lay it in that, and it's held in with a magnet.
It makes me wonder, for people that do have trouble with gestures that are learning the iPhone,
I think for that, or also people who have a lack of manual dexterity. But unfortunately, as you'll see, if you feel this thing, when you turn the outer perimeter of it, it doesn't have very good details.
Oh,
oh, did it?
Yeah, it's vibrating.
Oh yeah, you're activating, you're operating my iPhone.
Oh, okay. Access available.
I mean, suffice it to say that you hit the center button to open an app, and then you turn the wheel to move through the app. So let's
say
you...
All right, so let's see, Jerry.
Okay.
So you press the middle button.
First, you got to turn the wheel till you find an app that you want to open.
Okay.
Ariadne GPS.
Try that one.
Double tap to open. Actions available.
Touch the middle.
Okay.
Ariadne GPS. Where am I? Button.
And if you touch the middle again...
Look down here, where am I?
Where am I? Massachusetts A33 MIT 02139 Cambridge Middlesex Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
And then if you want to get out of that app, you would press anywhere on the outer wheel.
Okay.
Ariadne GPS.
So you're now back on the home screen.
Oh, okay.
So you can use it to read your emails, and it's even got an auto-voicing thing, which I think is one of its worst features. And it was designed to read emails audibly for people who are not using VoiceOver.
Can you activate Siri with this if you hold the button?
At the moment, you can't. You used to be able to, but I think with the latest edition of iOS, they broke that. But they're working on it. You can browse through your music and play songs and go to the next song. I actually kind of like that feature of it.
So how do we do that, Jerry?
That's right. I should mention that this thing has an app you have to install to use it.
You do have to install the app?
Yeah. There's an app called O6. So I think you just opened Ariadne.
5 of 5 bars. Signal strength. Status bar.
Swipe
down with 3 fingers.
Somehow
to
he got up
center.
Into the status
swipe
line.
Up with 3 fingers to reveal the control center.
And I can't
double
remember
tap
the
top.
I can't remember the command to go back, so I will
location services unreliable. List of favorites.
I'll put you back on the home screen. And then
where am I? Button.
You opened up.
Ariadne again. There you go.
Double tap to open. Arrange apps.
When whoever's doing what they're doing with that, is that overriding anything you would do with your fingers on the phone right now?
Not really, no. I mean, I actually think some of our consumers could probably use it.
Double tap to open.
So you're all the way at the very last app in the dock.
So if you go into the phone, can you tap to the different areas?
Oh, yeah. And you can also, you can answer and hang up a call with it, too.
And how do you interface it with your phone?
Bluetooth.
Nina has proclaimed it to be a gimmicky gizmo.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good representation of it. The other thing about it, you can't unlock your phone with it, so you've got to set your phone to stay unlocked. To me, it seems like it would be confusing enough, especially to a new user. Oh, this is a video about Amazon Truck.
When you have this thing connected to your phone, it's in use. Does that block the keyboard on the phone so you have to use that device to turn it off?
It does sometimes hide the physical keyboard on the phone. I mean, the visual keyboard. There's a way to tell it not to do that, but that is a hazard of it. If it was clickier when you turn it, I think that would be a lot better for people that, you know, have limited manual dexterity. It's really hard to tell. It does have detents, but they're not that easy to feel.
Music. Double tap to open. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap
now
to
tap the center button.
Music. Library.
There you go. Now you're in music.
App James.
Oh, here we go.
Red Molly.
Download. Button. More. Shuffle all. Button. Pause. The end. Pocket. Shuffle all. Button. Swipe up or down. Shuffle all.
I've been a foreign lander for 7 years or more.
It's a group called Red Molly.
Shuffle all.
And it's got a mode so that if you're listening to a song and you turn that wheel one click, it'll go to the next song.
Now playing. 7, 2 minutes, 38 seconds.
With the swinging hips.
Yeah. So that's the 06. Very cute. Very cute.